Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Britain has echoed calls by the charity World Central Kitchen for an independent review into an Israeli drone strike on a convoy of the organisation's vehicles. The attack on Monday killed seven aid workers, including three UK nationals. The British Foreign Secretary, David Cameron, said London would carefully review the initial report by the Israeli military. Tess Ingram from the UN Children's Agency called the situation unacceptable.
International law is clear. Humanitarians must be protected, as do all civilians. And we've just lost far too many people, innocent civilians, over the last 6 months. This is an indiscriminate war that is killing children, killing humanitarian workers, about 200 now. And so we need these mistakes to stop piling up.
Poland has demanded what it called a criminal inquiry after what it described as the murder of the aid workers, one of whom was Polish. The UN has expressed doubt that Israel's promises to open more food aid routes into Gaza will be enough to ease the plight of starving Palestinians. The Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, said scattered measures were not enough. Germany said Israel had no more excuses to delay the entry of humanitarian supplies. President Biden has said he'll move heaven and earth to help the US city of Baltimore recover from last month's deadly bridge collapse. Speaking in front of the mangled remains of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, he called on Congress to authorize funding to rebuild it. Will Vernon says that could be difficult.
President Biden has pledged federal government funds to cover the cost, but that, of course, needs to be approved by Congress. And Mr. Biden again called on Congress to approve that funding. Many Republicans are skeptical about using federal dollars for such things. The House of Representatives here is very divided at the moment on just about everything, actually. But specifically when it comes to this kind of thing, hardliner Republicans, they're becoming increasingly dominant here, and they are particularly not keen on big spending bills like this.
The authorities in Venezuela have agreed to allow six aides of the opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, safe passage out of the country. Officials say they're being allowed to leave for humanitarian reasons. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The six opposition staff stand accused of conspiracy, allegations they say are false and aimed at intimidating the Venezuelan opposition ahead of July's presidential elections. Ms. Machado has been banned from standing against President Nicolas Maduro, who's seeking a third consecutive term in office. Her chosen replacement was also prevented from registering her name, but the opposition believes the law still allows them to appoint another candidate before the vote, despite fading hopes of a free and fair election.
World News from the BBC. Mexico has granted political asylum to a former vice president of Ecuador, Jorge Glass, who's been sheltering in the Mexican embassy in Quito since December. Ecuador, however, has said it will not grant Mr. Glass safe passage out of the country. A diplomatic dispute between the two governments has been escalating. On Thursday, Ecuador ordered the Mexican ambassador to leave. Officials in the Russian Urals say thousands of people have been forced to leave their homes after a section of an embankment dam burst in the city of Orsk. 10,000 residents, who may be in the flooding zone, have been moved to nearby schools. A spokesman for the Russian authorities, Alexander Sitnikov, spoke to reporters.
The staff of the Ministry of Emergency Situations of Russia and the local administration carried out the evacuations. People were asked to leave because of a rupture of a dry dike located within the city limits to protect it from high waters and melting ice. The small rupture is now being repaired by front loaders and 33 heavy transporters.
Police in Serbia are searching for the body of a two-year-old girl whose disappearance 10 days ago has gripped the country. Danka Ilic was last seen playing at her grandfather's house in Bor, eastern Serbia. Police say they have two men in custody who have confessed to hitting her with their car. Instead of seeking help, they put her in the boot and drove away. They claimed they took her body to a landfill site, but the authorities have yet to locate it. Engineering teams have been inspecting roads and bridges in New York City after a 4.8 magnitude earthquake shook buildings along the US East Coast on Friday morning. Some New York residents said the small quake felt like a subway train passing underneath. The epicenter was in the neighboring state of New Jersey. Social media users made light of the event. That's the BBC News.